Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the dock today, Chad Daybell's children reveal the cause of death of their mother, Tammy Daybell. Second, Lori Vallow needs more time at the state hospital to be restored to competency. And then our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. Please hit that subscribe button as well as the like button. And as always, do not forget to hit that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. I've had people contact me and say, I thought that I was subscribed, that I would receive notifications, and I wasn't. So double check and subscribe and hit that bell. All right, Crime Talk aficionados, we appreciate you supporting the channel, and we would like you to support our sponsors. Go to crimetalkprep.com. That's where you can get your four-week emergency food kit and $50 off and free shipping. Listen, things happen in the world, and when things happen, that's too late to be prepared. Look at Louisiana. They're talking no power down there in New Orleans for at least the next week. Do you think there's a lot of people down there that said, man, the next time this happens, I'm going to be better prepared? You need to do it now. Go to crimetalkprep.com. Get your 4 weeks of emergency food, $50 off, and free shipping. You'll be happy you did. You're going to be the smart one in the neighborhood when something happens. All right, today, before we get started with the docket, tonight, our Tuesday night live show, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Please join us. I think we'll have a couple of things to talk about. Let's see. We've got the, Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell. We've got the Barry Morphew case. Maybe Letitia Stalk is coming up next week. I think we can find plenty to talk about for that time, as well as for our Patreon members show starting immediately after our live show. So please join us. All right, let's get to the docket today. Yesterday, it was revealed that Chad's children believe that he was framed for the death of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. And many people asked, well, what do the children have to say about Tammy? Well, J.J. and Tylee's mother, Lori Vallow, married Chad Daybell in November of 2019, weeks after Chad's first wife, Tammy Daybell, died in her Salem home. So Chad Daybell's adult children, Garth Daybell, Emma Murray, Seth Daybell, Leah Murphy, and Mark Daybell, sat down with 48 hours for their special that they're airing this week called The Secret of Chad Daybell's Backyard. Well, the children say that the authorities told them that their mother died from asphyxiation. And even though things look funny, in their own words, they are absolutely convinced that their father is innocent. So after Tammy Daybell's death in her Salem home in October of 2019, an autopsy was not performed and her body was later exhumed 2 months later. Authorities have not officially released the cause of death, but multiple sources close to the investigation have said that she has died of asphyxiation. And according to Mark Daybell, asphyxiation doesn't necessarily mean smothered. According to his understanding, it just means the breath was interrupted. Yes, that's what it means. Your breath is interrupted when you have died of asphyxiation. And in the end, according to her son, she wasn't able to breathe. The children also say that Tammy had been in failing health. The children further describe that on the night of her death, the children say Chad, their father, was pacing back and forth saying, why? How could this have happened? She can't be dead. Like, how could this be? What do we do? Emma chimes in and says that because her father was in complete shock, the children were the ones that requested that there be no autopsy. Now, Emma Murray, his daughter, defended her father, saying that if he were to commit a crime, he wouldn't be foolish enough to put the evidence in his own backyard. We presume innocence in this country just because things look funny. We don't send people to jail. I have said this myself. One of the defenses that Chad DeBell is more than likely going to have to raise is that someone like, Alex Cox was the one who actually killed the children. And why would he be so stupid enough to actually put the bodies on his property? We'll see if a jury will believe that story. So the 48 Hours episode, The Secret of Chad DeBell's Backyard, it's going to air Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Mountain Time. We're certainly going to be watching to see what else the family has to say about their dad's innocence. All right, next on the docket, Lori Vallow needs more time to be restored to competency. There was a brief hearing held yesterday. We brought it to you live. You can watch the video of the hearing. It was done via Zoom. And the gist of the hearing was that the court had received a letter from the state hospital stating that Lori Vallow has not been restored to competency and that they need additional time to do so. The court, however, was concerned that the letter did not conform to the statute wherein it states that a progress report must be given to the court. Therefore, the court was going to reach out and ask for the progress report to be prepared in accordance with the Idaho statute so that all the boxes are checked. Nobody at the hearing objected to Lori Vallow staying in the care and custody of the state hospital so that she can be restored. What does that mean? Now, each case is different when somebody has to go to the state hospital to be restored. Sometimes it's a simple matter of getting people back on their medication. Sometimes it takes a lot longer. The longer it takes, the more likely that they will not be restored to competency. That is the legal words for that. The longer they stay, the non-legal terms are that she's crazy as a jaybird. We'll have to wait and see how quickly they can get it done. But looks like she's going to spend at least the next 90 days at the state hospital. We'll bring you any news that we have regarding Lori Vallow and her stay. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever, but if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. All right. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Please meet Mr. Alan Tatman. He's 46, and he was busted for stealing over $500 worth of merchandise from his local Target store in Lexington, Kentucky. You have to love that he was in his Batman t-shirt for his mugshot, since he thinks he's Batman, but he was actually arrested for Robin. You gotta love that. And Mr. Tatman, who's on probation for two prior felony convictions, is being held in the county jail. And if he's convicted, that's right, his probation will be revoked and he will be going to prison. Mr. Tatman, was it really worth it? At least you could have done it at night like Batman did. Maybe cover your face, for God's sakes. All right, that's all we have for you today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tonight. Please join us at 6 p.m. Mountain Time for our live show. We got a lot to talk about.